Vamos, muchachos. ¡Venga conmigo! ¡A la tierra de la muerte!
Don't let it did. It was there that our vacation got off to a bad start. We pulled up the hotel, and I'm standing there, you know, trying to pay off the cab driver. Now, how many pesos did you say this was going to be there, Pedro? He said, okay, senor gringo, the ride, I can translate it. You know, so we're working on the finances. I pay the guy off, and go in to check into the hotel, and the guy behind the counter says, okay, senor gringo, you will be in room 523, and I'll call the bellman, where is your luggage? I said, my luggage. Estelle, where's the luggage? She said, oh, my God, we left it in the cab. I said, we left it in the cab, you stupid! Unbelievable! How many times I gotta get it? Unbelievable! Left it in the cab! I'm standing there in my feel little! I don't even have a bathing suit! Cry it out loud! The guy behind the counter said, I'm sorry, senor gringo, but the cab drivers, they are very unscrupulous. Chances are you will not have your luggage returned. Do you recall the cab number? I said, who looks at a cab number? You get a cab. Look like every other cab at the airport. Cry it out loud! Oh, he said, senor gringo, please, leave your wife alone. There is a clothing shop nearby. You can pick up what you need. We have incidentals. I said, incidentals. Hope, incidentally, you got some chupage choice. Jeez. I said, well, look at the bright side, Estelle. Somewhere in Mexico, some woman's wearing your underwear tonight. And the only redeeming factor is that at least she'll have the crabs from it.
Spicy grease, that's spicy. The Grease Man on DC 101.